Hello and welcome again to our devotional studies on the life and times of David. Today we begin a three-part series on Prelude to a Fall. Prelude to a Fall. And part one today is failure to abide in our calling. What happens when we fail to abide in our calling? The fall of a great man or woman of God does not just happen overnight. God does not expose or dethrone us the moment we fail. He is full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth, Psalm 86 and 15. When God steps in to fire anyone, it is only after all his attempts to turn them around from their way of error have proven futile. The fall of King Saul was sad because of the great potential he had to be a truly great king. He was a charming man and humble prior to his selection for the throne. But he allowed a little bit of success at Jabesh Gilead to stir pride in his heart. And pride leads to destruction because it tempts us to seek independence from God. It was Satan's sin, Adam's error, and Saul's mistake. When Samuel was delayed and the Philistine threat grew more menacing, Saul panicked and performed a ritual that was exclusive to the ministry of the prophet prior to a battle. He stepped out of his calling and he paid the price. Those who recklessly and presumptuously step into another man's armor would do well to remember King Saul and the admonishing of the other Saul, later turned Paul, to abide in the calling with which we are called. 1 Corinthians 7:20. God bless you.